Another setback for Russia. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The flagship of its Black Sea fleet has sunk.
The Russian Navy's premier guided missile cruiser, the Moskva, suddenly began taking on water in the Black Sea after an explosion forced all 500 Russian sailors to abandon it. Ukrainian officials say its fighters fired two Neptune missiles at the Russian warship. Russian officials said the vessel simply caught fire. Russian state television broadcast footage that it said was from Mariupol, showing dozens of Ukrainian Marines in camouflage uniforms walking with their hands up and carrying others on stretchers. The Battle of Kyiv may be over for now, but many of those who fought in Bucha, Borodyanka, and Irpin are gearing up for battle in the east.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin in Kyiv. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We're in no position to refute the Ukrainian claims right now that they hit it with a missile, but we can't absolutely confirm it independently.
Kirby says the ship suffered some kind of blow that caused the sailors to evacuate. Stephen Miller, a top aide to former President Trump, has been questioned for hours by the committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. That's according to the Associated Press.
Miller filed a lawsuit last month trying to quash a committee subpoena for his phone records and had resisted previous requests for testimony. His testimony comes weeks after Ivanka Trump and her husband Jared Kushner, both also senior aides in the Trump administration, agreed to hours of testimony with investigators.
Fox's Jared Halpern. California is delaying a COVID vaccine mandate for school children until at least the summer of 2023. Governor Gavin Newsom's administration had been the first in the country to put the requirement in place, but now they have to wait for federal authorization. A Southern California shoe store owner accused of shooting and wounding a 9-year-old girl when he opened fire at shoplifters has agreed to be returned from Nevada. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Kentucky's legislature moves to resurrect several controversial bills vetoed by the governor.
Kentucky's General Assembly is overturning vetoes of legislation from Governor Andy Beshear. The legislature is controlled by Republicans. The governor is a Democrat. The most noteworthy might be a bill that dictates only biological females be allowed to play on women's sports teams, not men who transitioned. Beshear called the bill unconstitutional when he refused to sign it, but the legislature has now voted it into law. Kentucky lawmakers overturned 22 of the governor's 24 vetoes. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law a measure that would ban abortions after 15 weeks. The law does not allow for exemptions in cases of rape, incest, or human trafficking. Under current law, Florida allows abortions of up to 24 weeks. The U.S. Supreme Court will be deciding the constitutionality of a similar law in Mississippi. Oklahoma last week banned abortions entirely, except when a mother's life is in peril. Hybrid work and masks, the top searches on Google.
With search interest in work-life balance reaching an all-time high this year and searches for four-day workweek jobs more than doubling recently. Why are companies pushing return to office? The top-related question Americans have been searching over the past week. Search interest in public transportation mask mandate reaching a record high since the start of the pandemic. CDC extends mask mandate a breakout search, and Google seeing an uptick in searches for travel mask mandate extended. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Ohio State Supreme Court is deciding whether Netflix and Hulu must pay local governments the same fees as cable operators. Ohio's video service authorization law requires those who use cables and wires in public right-of-ways to pay fees. So many cities feel streamers should pay. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.